Welcome to Sharing My Truth with Mel and Susie, the uncensored version.
1, 2, 3, 4.
There it is.
We did.
And welcome back to Share My Truth Pod. It's Mel and Susie. We're here to stay. We're here to have fun and we're here to play. It changes every time.
It does. And I all power to you for that. Yes.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey guys, welcome to Sharing My Truth. Mm-hmm. This is the podcast, but sharing truths, and spreading love and kindness and sexual desires. And if you guys don't subscribe to this podcast yet, please do. We love ya. And we want to build this lovely community that we are building with you guys. Our favorite people in the world, our listeners. You guys can follow us at Sharing My Truth Pod on the socials. And you can go to sharingmytooth.com if you have your own truth to share.
Yep. We want to hear it.
Hey, babes.
Hello, darling.
Oh, how are you?
I'm pretty fabulous. I mean, I'm having a glass of wine because I've had...
I know. Can we cheers?
Charles,
clink. If you guys are also having... Clink. A glass of wine.
We've both had a very long day.
We've had a very long day. It was just my birthday. I'm really old now. Mm. I'm officially old.
Like 105.
Like at least 105. Yeah. Maybe 110.
We've had cake. We've had champagne.
Mel's husband is currently bringing us more wine because obviously we need it. Oh. it's getting a little exhausting, but we'll deal with it.
We'll be fine. We'll truck on through.
We will. And, you know, I do actually want to share that we are going to London soon. And if you guys want to keep up with us while we're in London, it's going to be so fun. Mel, who is obviously the London local, can I say that? Even though you don't live there.
I am.
Full time. The London local, she's going to show me around, who obviously has only been there once, and everyone else on social, and we're going to have so much fun, and we're going to pod from there.
And we're going to show you.
I'm so excited. We're going to show you everything. So if you guys have any questions about London, email us, message us on socials, and we will get back to you when we're over there. I'm so excited.
I know.
Ooh. I know. Okay, so we have a funny little episode today, Mel.
We do. I mean...
So
it's somewhat concerning.
Yeah. So Mel and I, how we text, we don't even really text. We pretty much just send each other ridiculous articles that we find.
We do.
And funny posts on social media. So that's how we communicate.
It is. Typically. We do, isn't it? There's like no text anymore. I just send the article.
Yeah. So we found, Mel came across this one.
I did.
And it's, I don't know if you guys saw this. What you start into it, Mel. You get it.
Yeah. So it's an article on Slate that has a lot of these kind of, they have seen, I don't know actually a lot about Slate.
No,
do you? And it sort of has a lot about relationships or kind of like weird things. And they sometimes have, they have a lot of sort of sexual stuff.
Yum.
So the title of this is, "We left our child with his grandpa and a teenage babysitter. I wish I didn't have to say the rest."
Oh my
so
God.
You read that and I normally read articles, excuse me, very early in the morning, and I'm looking at, like, scrolling through my phone.
Yes.
Before I do anything. And I thought, well, I don't really need to. I know exactly what's happened here. I mean, you know.
I mean, you know.
From the title.
You know, if you don't know, you're dumb.
So I'm obviously not going to read the whole thing.
Okay.
But I think what we're interested in here is, obviously, this is somebody who's shared something's happened that's, you know, not really brilliant.
A bit taboo, if you will.
A little bit. And kind of, where does your mind go? Do you go, like, judgment? Do you go, Do you know, like, what do you think?
I need to hear more about what happened.
Okay.
Because then I can see if I want to judge or not.
So I think the first thing is this woman, so the style of the article is that they're sort of writing in.
Yes.
To get an opinion.
To Slate.
Okay. She didn't like her father-in-law. She doesn't like her father-in-law that much. Mm-hmm. But he was visiting them recently. Mm-hmm. And he's sort of kind of an old man and somewhat frail, which is where it starts to be a little bit disturbing.
There is no way I would ever want to be with a frail man. That is never what I want to describe someone who I've slept with. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's not a good idea. Unless you're frail. But, and I've been in a situation, so they're obviously, they wanted to the couple, this woman who's written in, wanted to go out with her husband.
Yes.
Her father-in-law's over. She doesn't like him that much. And he's a little bit, it seems, a bit old and doddery. Mm-hmm. And so she doesn't trust him completely with the child.
Makes sense.
So they have a reliable babysitter, which when you have young children is kind of crucial to your existence. Otherwise, you're never leaving the house. Mm-hmm. And they went out. Sounds like they just kind of, you know, just went out for dinner or something like that. They got back around 11. And so Todd is the dad, which I think is hilarious that she put the names in here. So Todd
is it a fake name, though? It must be.
I don't know.
A pseudonym.
So, oh, no. No, fuck. David is the dad. Who the fuck's Todd?
We have to get the characters straight first, Mel.
So I'm really not doing well. So David is grandpa.
Okay.
And he's the guy visiting.
Yes. And Todd is the dad.
No, Todd's...
Do you need me to read it? Do you want me to read it? Who's Todd? This Todd the child? Todd's the child! Shut up!
Anyway, okay. I'm going to get this together in
okay,
a minute.
Okay, so sorry.
And Claire is the babysitter.
Can you just do that thing again? Just go. Todd is the child.
So David's grandpa.
No, Todd's grandpa.
No, I just said David's grandpa, Todd's the kid, yes. And Claire's the babysitter.
Got it.
Are you following me?
Got it.
I mean, come on, keep up.
Got it.
And so this woman who doesn't have a name, which is fucking hilarious, she doesn't have a name. She comes back with her husband at around 11. Todd is asleep, so Todd's the baby.
Okay, good.
They paid Claire, who's the babysitter.
Yeah.
And they're about to sort of get ready for bed, you know, whatever they do. And they noticed that Claire, i.e. the babysitter's car, was still in the driveway. Now, my question at this point when I read this is, what do you mean you paid Claire? And then I thought to myself, well, you paid her electronically.
You e-transfer.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Obviously, you know.
Venmo. I don't know what you use.
You know, I'm with all of that.
Yeah.
But what's a bit weird is if you come in for the evening, why wouldn't you... talk to your babies. That's a normal state of affairs. Even if you've left David in charge, i.e. grandpa, not in charge, but sort of there, if you came in for the evening and it's only 11, you would talk to Claire and then she'd go. And
yeah.
Maybe you paid her afterwards. So this is where
I know that and I don't have babies.
I thought that was a little dubious. All anyway, right. So...
Maybe it's a normal thing though for them to just like, they're going to be like, we're going to be home at 11.
Maybe
the grandpa's there.
Well, maybe they thought grandpa's there, so Todd's the baby's asleep, so she's
to go.
Gone. I think we're.
But the car is in the driveway.
I'm overthinking this.
Okay.
Anyway, they think the car's still in the driveway. Well, that's odd. So they went looking for her.
For her.
To make sure.
Too much wine. Too much salt.
To make sure that everything's all right. And they found her in bed with David.
No.
I.e., grandpa. So the only thing to add to this, really, I think that adds a little je ne sais quoi to the story, is the babysitter's 19 and grandpa is 73. So
I'm impressed you can get it up still.
Well, I mean, I am too, to be fair. She said it was very awkward because obviously they found them.
Very awkward, obviously.
In flagrante in the bedroom.
Oh my God. Did they not hear them come in? Is the babysitter not trying to hide this?
I mean, please. And what? So they're like the couple, so the parents of Todd, who we don't know their names.
No.
They are, we can find a new babysitter, but a father-in-law is harder to replace. That's true. That's impossible, I'm afraid. David is completely unapologetic, i.e. grandpa, and has said directly to me, i.e. the person who's written in, he's 73-year-old widower and he doesn't think he'll get this sort of chance again.
Jesus Christ.
And he's adamant that he did nothing. And, you know, I mean, obviously it was all consensual. Yeah. And what? And that Todd, the baby, was asleep when he got home. And like that, you know, the child was asleep. And then
child was fine.
They kind of got together. What's the problem? And the husband, this is the other thing, is the husband is also less supportive. He thinks it's a bit weird, but not as, what's this word? Not as skeevy. What does that mean?
Skeevy.
Oh, is that a word?
It's just like,
I've never heard of
like,
that.
Like, slippery, like.
Is that some kind of
like,
North American?
I guess so.
And gross, as it clearly is.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Skeevy, like creepy, like kind of like gives
yeah.
you the ick.
So the, gives you the ick. I mean, I got the gist of it. I just
yeah,
didn't know.
I know.
So. Obviously, mum is completely grossed out.
I would be
pretty like, what the hell?
As the mum. But as the 19-year-old.
I mean, look, it takes all sorts to make a world. I don't know what to say. I mean,
I just can't believe that this, I mean, this 19-year-old woman is going to, I mean, obviously it's not unheard of, but you are babysitting. You're an employed person at not your house, taking care of literal baby. The grandpa is there. He's in his 70s. And you think this is a good idea? And I'm not,
well,
slut shaming, girl, get it.
But I don't
not
think,
at work and not at someone else's house. I don't know.
Oh, well, I think that when you're bit, taking care most of a people baby. Will just be like, yeah, I think that is very odd. I mean, I think there are multiple components to this, aren't
please.
There?
Susie? Yes, go ahead.
So there's the fact that you're working would be my number one thing. The number two thing is the fact that you are in charge or looking after a child. So if you're there and the man is older, like he's like they can't leave him in charge because he's frail.
Which is
he's clearly not that fucking frail, is he?
Frail.
Bloody hell.
I mean, she obviously did all the work, didn't she?
Well, I mean, you never know. Do you? I mean, it's the whole thing is fascinating to me. I don't think it's that unusual.
Do you think we're going to get sexy grandpas now in our DMs being like, you know, justice for sexy grandpas. We can still get it up.
Yeah, well, 73 is not that old, to be
I'm
fair.
Sorry, but it's not old.
No, it is old in the number. But I know a lot of like people in their 70s and their 80s, and they can look really great, like really fit.
Yeah, if you're
and
fit,
really...
but you're not frail.
But that's the thing. The children say he's frail. So it's a bit like your perception of your parents as a child is one thing. The rest of the world views you in a different way. Mm-hmm. It's
that's
a bit
true.
Like,
true.
You know, let's say, you know, I've got teenage children and let's say I was divorced or whatever and I was dating. They'd be like, ugh, that's my mum. Mm-hmm. But the way they view me as mum, but the way
But it's not
dating,
her, it's not her father, right? Like it's the woman who wrote in, it's her father-in-law.
It's her father-in-law.
So it's like, if I had a hot father-in-law, you'd be able to admit that. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. I mean, I just, the problem that I have is the lines that have been crossed.
That's a lot of lines that have been fucking crossed.
Like, you could,
X's and O's up in here.
What's that?
X's and O's happening up in here.
Like, you could kind of, I mean, obviously things happen in life, and that's the thing, is that it never happens in a particularly sensible place.
Sensible place.
Yeah. But it's, I mean, you know, you think, God, he's 70. The thing is, okay, I'm going to just, because I'm overwhelmed by this, is she's 19. Now, I have a 19-year-old daughter. I know a lot of 19-year-olds.
Yeah.
And some 19-year-olds are sophisticated, but on the whole, they're not. They still look very childlike.
Yeah.
That's the bit that
this
creeps.
Girl's working as a babysitter still, and she's 19.
That's the bit that creeps me out. Is like, really, in all honesty, at 19, you do not look, you look 19.
Well, yeah, I mean, like,
and you could look 16.
Yeah.
Or some 19-year-olds kind of
like
look 22. 24.
Yeah.
Some look older, and that's, but he's 73.
Yeah. I mean, As a former 19-year-old.
I'm going to say that the next time I go to a party.
As a former 19-year-old.
As a former 19-year-old.
You know, I'm 29 now. That was my birthday that just passed. So that was literally a decade ago, which seemed fucking crazy.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So at 19, I have to think what I was doing. I was working in a sexy little restaurant bar as a bartender, living my life. I don't know if I would fuck a 70-year-old at that point. Would I have fucked a 40-year-old? Yes.
Yeah, that's a bit different.
It's way different because frail men don't turn me on. But maybe this young woman who is of age and she can make her own decisions, she is allowed to be attracted to whoever the fuck she wants.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're all into different things.
I want to know how he seduced her. This is what I am so curious about.
I think,
or do you think
we need
she
to write
seduced
to
him?
This is a very good question.
Do you think she seduced him?
I think probably.
To be honest with me. This is like the reverse Mrs. Robinson.
Yes. I mean, look, at the end of the day, it is legal. She's 19. I find it creepy because I have
very creepy.
I have teenage daughters. But
one of them is 19.
And one of them is 19.
Yeah.
I do remember, I know it seems strange that I can remember that, but I can remember when I was, you know, as 14, 15, as a full, exactly, as a former 19-year-old or former sort of 16, 20, mm-hmm. having much, much, much older men obviously look at you because you're mm-hmm. a woman. You're like, fair game. And you're just like, what? Like, mm. I mean, that's the thing that's a bit strange is you can understand actually why a 73-year-old man, she's attractive, I assume, we don't know. I mean, who
we
knows?
Hope. We can only hope she is.
She's alive.
She's alive.
He's frail. I mean, he's looking at her.
This could have been his last fuck ever.
At 73, that's a bit extreme.
I have no idea. People die at like 55.
Oh, Christ, I got 4 years.
Not you, babes. But people.
They do.
You never they do. Know they that do. He could have had a heart attack while they were having sex.
Well, the thing that says to me is that if they didn't leave him in charge of the child. However, having said that, my father and my father-in-law, who are both perfectly capable, my father not really, but my father-in-law perfectly capable, I wouldn't leave him in charge just without my mother-in-law because my mother-in-law is very capable.
Yeah.
So we're not clear on that. But if as a mother, you don't want to leave your child with your father-in-law who's only 73. Mm-hmm. He's not 93. There's 20 years between 73 and 93.
That's crazy.
He's 73. So most 73-year-olds, I mean, my father-in-law's 82. He's very fit and healthy and like dapper and everything.
I don't think I would leave if I had a child with a I don't. I have an older father. My parents had me when they were a little older. So I have older parents. I don't think I'd leave my child with my father who's in his 70s.
But also because they're generally clueless.
Well, yeah. Like, I would definitely, obviously, leave him with my mom.
Yeah. Because she would know what to do.
No, but I don't think I would. Yeah. And so it's just men in general.
There could be an element of that. Yeah. I mean, I would never have left, in this is like 20 years ago, my children with my father or really my father-in-law without a woman there.
Exactly.
Because they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure that's changed. But this seems that they thought he was frail. So maybe it was a situation where they kind of put the baby to bed. They went out. But if you're still like the baby's in bed and you're still worried that the father-in-law can't look out, can't like be there, you're kind of worried, right?
Yeah.
And then he ends up screwing the 19-year-old, 19, everyone.
Yes.
Babysitter.
Okay, how sad is this for all parents out there who think they have found good fucking help for once and they are happy with their babysitter and then your babysitter does this and you're like, I thought I trusted this person.
It happens all the time.
It's such a horrible,
I know
breakup
a
trust.
Story recently, and I won't release any names because I'll,
of course, not.
And it's somebody I know. It's not a friend of mine, it's just somebody I know through somebody you know.
He's a friend of a friend of a friend.
Who is a bit younger than me, but sort of my sort of age, has three kids, has a husband. And the babysitter basically was somebody she knew, was kind of going through hard times, but younger than her. And she sort of went out one day and didn't think anything wrong, like trusted her, but younger, but not sort of 19. And then she was fucking her husband in her bed.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's
God.
Very, very common, very common. I mean, my father screwed all my babysitters and nannies. Oh, excuse me, I'm like knocking everything over. I mean, it's very, very common. It really is. But this is grandpa. Let's get back to
I know, it's not daddy.
We're sharing.
It's not sexy this daddy.
73-year-old.
This is a zaddy.
Exactly.
But he's frail.
73-year-old grandpa. I mean, you know, obviously it's all functioning. As I said, he's not that frail. And I think the question here is, are we completely gross? What are we grossed out by? I mean, all of it, really.
I think it's all of it. It's the fact, may I make a list?
Yeah, please.
It's the fact that, one, he's old. Okay, he's in his 70s. Sorry.
I mean,
sorry. He's old.
I mean,
he's in his 70s. She's 19. Mm-hmm. That combination, That's the combination that's a little icky.
I mean, I can...
The babysitting part where there was a child that needed to be babysat and he was in the house.
What if the child had woken up?
Exactly.
And you're like getting your stuff on and going
and then, okay, and there's more, Mel. Okay, ready?
Okay, go on then.
The fact that also... they were still doing it when the parents came home at 11 p.m. That's how they found out. They could have got away with it.
Maybe they were spooning.
If it weren't for these meddling kids.
They were just spooning.
Why are you staying in bed spooning when you know that the literal parents of the child you're supposed to be babysitting is coming home in a minute?
I mean, let's...
Are you crazy?
There's 50 years between this young woman...
It's all very icky.
...and this man. I think... it's very disturbing, the age thing. And we're all very judgmental about age, to be fair. Because I think when it's like 20 years, 15 years, 10 years, even 30, we're all sort of okay about it. And we've done pods about age gappers. And it's very common. And obviously, it's much more common for older men and younger women.
Yeah. I love an older man. What can I say?
We know you do. But you're talking like 40s or maybe 50s.
40s, 50s, absolutely. But the guys who still can get it up or happy to get it up and appreciate a young woman. A man in their 70s is a little too old for me, I think.
Yeah, because, well, a man in their 70s is looking at a woman like me in their 50s. I'm 20 years younger than him. I'm a young whippersnapper for him.
Yes, you are, girl.
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
And so 19, I think the trouble you have with this is just like you're talking, let's say you're 29, 30, that kind of age, and you're going out with somebody who's 40, 45, 50. So obviously older than you, but you're an adult. You've lived, you've had other partners.
Absolutely.
You're not like some, you know, inexperienced, naive person. Although obviously I know at 19, most girls in this day and age have already slept with like 15 people.
But yeah.
That's, they haven't had in-depth relationships with 19 people. They've had a lot of sex, which is very different to understanding how people work, right? But I think it's more that, I think 19, she could be, I mean, let's face it, she could have been a seductress and...
I know what I was like at 19. I was a little bitch.
I can only imagine.
100%.
I prefer to...
She is not innocent in this.
No, it's just him. He's like, I mean, come on. I mean, if you're not an adult at 73, there is no hope. So you would think you would know what was appropriate.
Yeah.
And I do pride myself on being open-minded. But I think to myself,
100%.
This is not an appropriate situation for a shagathon.
That's the
this
thing.
This is like, you know, you're looking after a child. That should be the number one thing. You're 73. Get a grip. You should be knowing this is perhaps.
No, because at 73, I think I'm thinking about dying mostly. I think it's the 19-year-old who's like, I'm an employed person. If I do want to fuck this guy, maybe we'll do it at another time. And maybe in my mom's caravan. Like, I don't know.
Like, and what's going through your head? I mean, you know, you think to yourself, I mean, I know what older men look like naked. And I think to myself, if you're 19, and I assume she hadn't, maybe she's been with lots of older men.
You never know.
I mean, I would be like, he'd sort of take his clothes off. Mm-hmm. But I was 19, I'm like, holy fuck, what's going on? The whole thing's dropped, because it does. It's all wrinkly. It's like, I mean, it's not a brilliant situation.
I don't, this is the thing. It's like,
I would like to caveat, before anybody comes for me, I'm fully aware that women in their 50s, everything's dropped. I mean, I have to scoop my own boobs up in the morning.
You gotta scoop them sometimes.
I mean, I get it. I'm not criticizing that. I'm saying that she's very, very young.
Yeah, she's in a beautiful little 19-year-old prime.
And he was 70, I'd be a little bit less shocked.
Absolutely.
I'd still think then that's fucking weird that you're a babysitter.
Exactly. But there's always a part to judge for us.
I mean, I really do understand this mum has gone out.
Yes!
Let's face it, you're a young mother. You've got a night off, which when you have young children really is a very rare occurrence. And you're like so looking forward to going out, and you've gone out and you've had a few glasses of wine, you've had a nice time. As Susie has in a glass of wine.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're relaxed and you think, God, this was so nice. And you come home and it's 11 o'clock. It's not very late. So you've had a nice time, but it's not too late and you won't have a hangover, that kind of thing. And then you're like, holy fuck, what is going on? Because you trust this young woman.
Yeah.
And you have no issue. I wouldn't have any issue. You have whoever boyfriend. It's none of my business what you do in your personal life. It bloody is in my house.
Well, it's like you don't already trust the grandpa. right? Because you didn't trust him with the child. No. So you had to hire this babysitter. So now you also feel a little guilty. You're like, oh my God, did I, like, because you're like, is she okay? She's only 19, right? Like,
you know.
So
well,
now
that
you're
would go
like,
through.
Oh my God, like, my God, did lawsuits. I make this? Exactly.
My God, can you imagine if her mother called?
Oh my God.
I mean,
so the age isn't the problem. It's little. That's not the problem at all. Because I love older men. I understand the appeal. It's kind of exciting.
But there's
it's
old
kind of naughty.
And there's older.
Look, the age is not the problem for me. It is the fact that she is an employed person in someone else's home. And they were supposed to be taking care of a child. That's literally the problem for me. So I just hope they can get over this.
I mean, it would take me a while.
Yeah.
Because and the other thing, and I do understand for this woman, and she mentioned in the article, is that she's like, oh my God, I've got this babysitter and she's really great.
Exactly.
I was really happy. And it's not very easy to actually find babysitters.
No.
It really isn't. And it's like, oh my God. I mean, and you, what will go through your mind is, if she's going to shag my father-in-law, what's she going to do next time?
With my husband.
I mean, crikey.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Maybe she already did, and she was doing it.
Maybe.
As fucking, like, if you
revenge.
Don't. Exactly. Now we're just making up stories, but it could be true.
That is fucked.
All right. Well, I don't know if you guys have an opinion on this.
I have nothing to say.
Has this happened to you? Maybe you were the babysitter, or maybe you were the grandpa.
Yeah.
Maybe you were a father and you fucked your babysitter. I want to know everything about it.
Do you?
I kind of do. It's juicy.
Mm. I mean, okay. I mean, it's very, very common, the old babysitter thing.
It is.
But normally
like
they just sort of bring, don't they sort of bring their own boyfriend?
Then they fuck
they
in
their house.
They don't
generally have a grandpa on hand.
If my babysitter, if I ever have kids, which I don't think it's going to happen, if I were ever to have kids and my babysitter was like, hey, do you mind if I bring my boyfriend over? I'd be like, no.
Well, that'd be ridiculous. You know what's going on.
Of course you know. That's why I'm, no, you're working. I'm literally paying you.
Yeah.
It's not about fucking right now. You can fuck him later.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, we're confused by this.
All right.
We're going to link the article so you can.
Please read it. Please
not
give
much
us your opinion.
More than what I said, but it's just like.
Read it for yourself.
I mean, it's obviously shocking. Otherwise, Slate wouldn't have written about it, but it's just like. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
A little bit like shocking. But yeah, if you guys have a similar story or have an opinion about this story, you guys can always email us at sharemytruth.com. You guys can leave us a cute little voicemail. We love to hear from you. Or just go to our socials and DM us because we love those DMs.
We do.
And we love you.
We do. Next time.
Sharing My Truth Pod is so excited to partner with Vibrator.com, where the A in Vibrator is the number 8. This is an extremely exclusive code where no other podcast has it. If you go to Vibrator.com right now, use the code MS15, that's MS15 at Vibrator.com. You can now get 15% off anything in store. That's any sex toys for you, your partner, your neighbor, your mom. We don't judge. We don't care. Get it now. Go to the link in our bio, put in the code, and get jiggy with it.
Thanks so much for listening. Please rate and review this podcast and follow us on social at Sharing My Truth Pod and leave us a voicemail on our website at sharingmytruth.com to share your stories and experiences with us. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.